Hello.
Hello there.
Welcome to the podcast home.
I'm making myself very comfortable.
Here, let me make you a tea here.
Oh, a nice cup of tea. Oh,
come sit at my virtual table.
And let's talk. Let's chit chat.
Yeah, let's chit chat.
Yes. So today we are discussing the latest Thor Ragnarok.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I'm pretty darn excited. I've been actually wanting to talk about this for a while.
Oh really? Oh yeah. Wow. Now you see, you are like the quintessential reference when it comes to everything comic and, you know, like really knowledgeable.
Yes. I thought you were going to say tall, blonde, and godly, but okay, no, I'll go with the other one.
Well, the thing is you don't have any more hair.
No, I know. I can.
So that's the only thing that differentiates, really.
Yes, of course, yes.
Of course. Because really, truly, when I was watching the movie, I'm like, damn, there's so many things that remind me of
Sean's body double.
Totally. Because I know that Chris Hemsworth, you know, got some workout tips from you.
Oh, yeah.
That,
you know. Sure. Oh, yeah.
So, wow. That was quite the movie. So, like, how do you want to start this?
Well, okay. Spoilers or no spoilers?
Well, I mean, it's kind of, it's only been out, what, like a month?
So,
I don't know. I mean, it's maybe no spoilers.
Okay.
I don't know.
No spoilers. We can always say spoilers towards the end if we want or something.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. So I finally got to see it yesterday. And
yeah, so there was a power outage or something you said?
The whole grid around the movie theater where I was supposed to go. The friend that I was going with said, by the way, there's no power. And I'm like, that's going to kind of be difficult going to see a movie if there's no power. So, yeah, so that's why it kind of got bumped today. So, but yes, I had the full experience of watching Chris Hemsworth doing Thor. And, wow, I mean, you know. He's just the end all and be all, but that's just my little commentary on the side.
Yes.
Although
there's a larger female audience for the Thor films than most of the other ones.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, off topic, you have the whole Chris situation. Like, you've got Chris Pine, you have Chris Hemsworth,
yes.
You have Chris Evans,
yep.
And you have what's the fourth one? Chris. There's a fourth one. Oh, Chris! Oh my God! I'm going to hell for this one because it's Chris Pratt.
Oh, Chris Pratt. Oh yeah, Chris. Yeah, yes. I wasn't even thinking of him. Yeah. Oh my God, that's a lot of Chris's.
Oh please. Yes, I know. Well, this is it. Exactly. I mean, to finish off this whole Chris thing. There's this. Okay, if there's little children in the room, please, you know, close your ears. But there's this whole game of, you know, fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
You know, which one of the Chris's would you fuck? Which one would you marry? Which one would you kill?
Yes.
And, you know, that's obviously up for debate, but I would think I would have to fuck Chris.
That's
my
awesome
God.
List.
No, seriously? Oh, yeah.
That's
Chris
awesome.
Hemsworth, I would fuck. Chris Pratt, I would marry. And Chris Evans, I would kill. But, obviously, Chris Pine not being... I mean, he's kind of like a new addition,
yeah.
Kind of on the outskirts. I mean, he just starred in the Wonder Woman franchise thingy. So, and he doesn't really count because in the sense that he was in, you know, Star Trek. But that's a different universe altogether.
Yeah, that's true.
So we can't mix them.
Yes.
Anyways, all right. So that was the end of my thought. So
that reminded me of that Kiss video we watched. This is Carol. What's your name, honey? Oh, Carol number two. Carol number three. Carol number four. And you're Carol number five. And so I guess you could say I was out caroling.
Caroling.
So Christmasing?
Christmasing, yes, Christmasing? Yes. Yes, I am full of Christ cheer. Yes, there we are.
There you go. Yeah, not Christmas cheer, but Christ cheer.
Yeah, Christ cheer.
Wow, that was awesome.
Yes, so that'll start your podcast off with a bang.
Woo!
Anywho, so yeah, so basically, so are you looking to hear my opinion first, and
my opinion is going to be pretty obvious to the people that listen to this podcast. So let's get a non-comic fan opinion of the movie.
Exactly, and the thing is like there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of things that I'm like, okay, I'm not too sure where this falls into place, and there's obviously a lot of things that were blatantly obvious to the keen connoisseur,
yes,
but that I would completely just, it would go over my head.
Yes.
So anyways, as a whole, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it immensely. I thought it was great. Saying all that, I think that I should not have looked at the reviews online afterwards, because now I kind of feel like my experience was tainted. Well, I mean, not actually. I saw them after. Like, I saw this whole review after because I really wanted to go and enjoy the movie
for the move for itself.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly, and experience it, you know, from my point of view without any outside influence.
Good for
so,
you.
And I mean, yes, I mean, because otherwise you just get tainted by everybody else's opinions, and it just kind of takes away from the whole enjoyment of it. And so anyways, but I mean, I thought it seemed to have more of a campy feel.
Yes.
Than the previous ones.
Oh, yeah, completely different in tone.
Like, really, it just seemed like it was just more, there was less seriousness and more camp.
Yes.
I mean, I just enjoyed it for what it was worth. But, so, essentially, that's true. We're not allowed to discuss any spoilers. But there is one particular actor who I'm assuming he gets credit in it, and who appears at the very beginning of the movie, and you're like, what in God's name is he doing there? Okay? And you're like,
I know who you mean, yeah.
What?
Wasn't that enjoyable, though?
No, it was. Because... Yeah. That particular actor is up for doing things like that. You know, he's just the comic relief in any situation. And anyways, I just thought that was an interesting kind of take you out of the moment of the movie. But it was good. And I think I enjoyed also, like, having followed pretty much all of the MCU universe movies. I've seen them all.
You have?
And
oh, okay.
Yes.
I didn't realize you had. Okay.
Oh, yes. And that much testosterone? Are you kidding me? So it was interesting to see how they're slowly starting to put all the pieces together with the Ultimate Avengers Infinity War coming out in May of 2018, which the trailer just dropped yesterday. And I had to watch like two or three times because I'm like, okay, I obviously, like, the first time you're just like,
what?
Whoa, wait, what? Like the whole 2 minutes and 43 seconds of it was just like, there's so much coming at you, and there's so many little details. And anyways, so that was interesting. But anyways, back to topic. So anyways, so this is it. So you've got Doctor Strange, who makes an appearance, who kind of ties in from the, I think, when Thor also showed up in the Doctor Strange movie.
Yes.
So
these Thor also appeared in another, they did I think it's called a one-shot, where they showed, like, what's Thor been up to since... his last appearance, because he didn't show up in Captain America Civil War, like him and Hulk
were
not there. So Chris Hemsworth, I think it was at his doing, he actually filmed the little thing as to say where he was.
And yes.
Yeah, he was renting an apartment. Did you see
These were like little videos that were on YouTube, and it's kind of like, yeah, I'm hanging with this guy. I think he had like an office job at one point.
Well, his roommate did, and he didn't want to work.
They get coins from the realm. They don't take themselves seriously at all, which I absolutely love. And I mean, just the whole banter. I think I appreciate the banter more in the MCU than I do in the DC. Although the DC, I mean, and I know I realize I'm, you know, going off on tangents here, there, and everywhere. But having me on the podcast, you have to expect this because this is you see, my mind squirrel. Is kind of like it's a squirrel exactly. It's kind of like having, you know, Google Tabs open on all at the same time.
Yeah. Oh wait, I was looking at this. What was that?
Oh yeah, exactly. Oh wait a minute, I have to go back to here. Anyways, so I mean, given the fact that the kind of the DC universe was kind of linked to the game, as it were. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, yes and no. I mean, they kind of started. Oh boy. They kind of started the ball rolling back in 1977 with Superman, and then 1989 with Batman, and all of the incarnations of that. So, but I mean, as an ensemble cast, I think that they're behind, like, a lot. So I think people, at least in my category, just the moviegoers and not the ones that appreciate the whole body of work with the comic books and everything. But, anyway, so I think I have more of a connection with the MCU.
Yeah, I think it's easier to get into from as a non-fan.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel it's built that way, the MCU. They're making movies for nerds, but they're also making movies
for the masses.
For the masses. And they're really good at that balance.
Right. So, anyways, but I think this particular movie was the first time director. Oh boy, Taika something.
Waititi, I believe his
Waititi.
Name is.
Waititi, yeah. Did a really good job. I don't know if he's done anything else.
He's a comedic director.
Oh, he is. Okay. Yeah. Anyways, well, and anyways, so I thought that as a whole, it was a very enjoyable experience. I did not stop laughing. I thought that. However, the role of Hela that was played by
Cate Blanchett,
exactly, was a little, I don't know, one dimensional. It didn't really get a chance to get to, I don't know, but I mean, and it did feel a little bit campy at times. But maybe that was the point, or maybe that was the intent.
Yeah, I think it did go very campy, but I was happy with it because I guess with the previous Thor films, which I really like the Thor films. They're the least popular of all the movies, but I really like them, but the first two Thor movies are very entrenched in the comic books and they're very comic booky, and the Thor comics amongst all the other comics are never mainstream even in the comics world.
Oh, okay.
So it was very nichey.
Not
nichey.
No, exactly. We're not talking about the philosopher.
No. So I appreciate that the movies are different and maybe not as popular because it is a niche thing, but this movie they're like, okay, well, let's bring it into a mainstream because Thor has been mainstream in the comics at times as well. Mm-hmm. And he's not, you know, a one-dimensional guy. Like, how they portrayed him in this movie is very similar to how he's portrayed outside of his comic book and more like when he's in the pages of the Avengers comic book, where everyone kind of pokes fun at him.
Oh.
You know, in that he's kind of dumb.
Right. Well, but they seem to play that up to the hilt.
Yeah.
Like the fact that, you know, he's like this big dumb oaf of a Norse god, and they're just as, I mean, you know, you put him just to compose to Bruce Banner, who has like 7 PhDs.
Yeah.
They're not in the same class.
No.
You know, so, but it's very interesting how these two are paired up and it works.
It really
works. It works. It works well. And all of the additional, like you have, Loki, obviously, that completely shocked me that he's there because, I mean, I don't know if I'm about to spoil anything, but anyways, well, He's back.
He's back. Well, I mean, he was listed in the cast. He was in every single trailer, so it should be
right. Well, this is it. Exactly. Because I was like, okay, hang on. You know, I might not know all of the elements, but I sure as hell know that I saw him die. So it's like, okay, what the hell? But then I guess I had blocked out of my mind that he had come back and was impersonating Odin.
Yeah, at the end of the movie,
The end of the movie.
They showed that in the last movie, so we knew he wasn't dead.
Right. Anyways, it was interesting to see the brotherly relationship between those two as well.
That's my favorite part of all those movies.
Yes.
Honestly, that relationship they have. Mm-hmm. And they really actually explained, I feel like they explained a lot of the relationship in a better way.
Uh-huh.
It's like from the other side, like from a different side of the coin.
Right.
Just that, you know what, I do love this dude.
Right, exactly.
It's
and
a pain in
I
the
was,
ass, but I do love this
I
dude.
I was upset when you died. You know, you are important to me. And
I still
that
hate
was...
you.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, I still love you. Exactly.
Yeah, so I
like
brother. That. Those are things that I really enjoy in the movies.
Yeah.
Those
it brings the human element to it.
What did you
and,
think of, I was really curious. I'm 10 minutes from home. So, rolling along. I really want to know what you thought of other aspects of the movie. Like the new characters that were introduced. Yeah, Kronk's one of them.
Oh my God. I thought he was I was looking forward to seeing him on the screen. Like whenever he made an appearance, like in a scene, I was like, "Oh, this guy's hilarious!" Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. I mean, just for the sake of obviously, there was no other purpose for him except for being comic relief.
Yeah.
That was the only role that he had.